About a month after the launch, I remember feeling extremely stressed and agitated because a huge amount of work had gone into the Pride project, and yet we hadn't received any publicity. I sent copies of the magazine to The Sun, Daily Mail, Mirror, Times, and Telegraph newspapers, with a cover letter highlighting the story about Beethoven's ethnicity. But aside from a freelance journalist who called to say she'd come across the magazine and was interested in doing something for The Guardian, we were completely ignored by the mainstream papers, and only Choice FM gave us additional publicity. I remember sitting in my house in Hampstead one morning, feeling totally disheartened. I was running out of money, my properties were being repossessed left, right and centre, and I'd been dissed by John Johnson. As I sat at the dining table, eating a bowl of porridge and trying to come up with some inventive ways to get more publicity, I remember looking up and seeing the presenters of BBC Breakfast discussing the headlines from that day's newspapers. One of them picked up The Guardian, and on the front page was a picture of Pride magazine alongside a story about Beethoven's skin colour. I jumped out of my seat and screamed.
Yes!
I couldn't believe it. I ran outside to my local newsagent and bought a copy of The Guardian. There it was, Beethoven, Pride magazine, and publisher Peter Murray, all on the front page. I raced to the office in Cricklewood. I could hear presenters and callers talking about it on all the major radio stations. I called the team and told them, "Get to the office now! We've got to plan!" The phones were ringing off the hook. And one of the first people I spoke to was a representative for legendary broadcaster Michael Parkinson, who wanted me to come on his LBC morning radio show. We had absolutely no clue how to manage the media firestorm we'd created. I called Joseph Harker, panicking. Joe, what do we do?